And today's message is called Live Life.
Amen.
Live life. You know, God came down and walked on the earth. A couple of weeks ago, we celebrated that. It was called Easter. Still called Easter. And it was all so that we could live life. So that we could live a life. Now, he didn't just want us to kind of go through and let the wind blow us this way or blow us that way. He wanted us to go out there and be living life. And so from the very beginning when he created us, he prepared us and gifted us with abilities that allowed us to overcome situations and circumstances. And so let me read this in Genesis 1:28. And this is God, after he has created man, here's what he says. The first thing he says to this new creation, he says, "Then God blessed him, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" God has said, have dominion. God wants us to live life. And if we have dominion, that means we have power over situations and circumstances. Amen. That means that we can overcome things.
Amen.
He has given us dominion, the power over it. That means we are free to live a life of happiness, live a life of our dreams, live a life of blessing, live a life of victory, live an amazing life, live a happy life, live a joyous life, live a life where everything is cool and everything is easy and I feel great. Not saying that situations don't come along, but you know what? I got dominion over those.
Amen.
So I'll cruise right through those. So God wants us to live life. Now, remember when he came down on the earth as Jesus? He walks. What happens just before he resurrects? And Jesus, this is Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them. He's speaking to the disciples. And he's saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen."
Amen.
So what happens just before Jesus ascends, he says, "I have all authority. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." But then he says to you, because who are the disciples? Disciples are students. They're those that are learning from Jesus. We're doing the same thing that he's doing. We're trying, you know, we're being the same way he is. So whatever he's doing, we're doing too. We're disciples. And he says to you, go out and baptize. He commissions you. He says, I have all the authority, but I'm giving you the authority. I am placing that authority upon you and commissioning you to go out and do these things. So you have the authority again. Remember, this is the whole reason why God came down and walked on the earth, to restore to you the dominion that he set up over there in verse 28, to put that back on you, to have the authority. Now you've got the authority to live life again. Now you've got the authority to break out of difficult situations and conditions. Now you've got the authority that no chain can hold you, no barrier can hinder you. You can break through everything.
Amen.
That's the authority that you've got. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say, I've got the authority.
I've got the authority.
And you've got that authority because Jesus came down, walked on the earth, won it in battle, in conflict, in battle. He conquered the darkness. He conquered the hells. He conquered the sickness. He conquered everything that stops you from living life. And then he gave you the authority so that you could live life.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go a little further. Now in John 10, verse 10, it says, I'm going to skip over here to this last part of the verse. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Jesus is speaking here. He is saying you can have life and you can have it more abundantly. You can have an abundant life. You can have an amazing life. You can have a successful life. Why did he come? I came so you can have an abundant life.
Amen.
I came, Jesus is saying, I came so you can live life. I came to break you free from everything that makes you have mediocre life so you can live a life more abundant, an abundant life, an amazing life, an incredible life of blessing, victories, favor on all levels. That's the life he created for you. That's why he came. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So we're talking about living life. But man, too often I look around and what I see is people who let life live them. Too many people are letting life live them. If we're living life, that means that we are making the choices. We are setting the direction. We are moving forward. We set the tone for every situation, and we're proactive in working the works of God. Amen? If we're letting life live us, and what does that look like? What does letting life live us look like? It means that we sit and we do nothing and we let every situation and circumstance and people decide what's going to happen to us. And we just let the situations and circumstances kind of push us this way or push us that way. And so we're not living life, we're letting life live us. And when we're letting life live us, it means that we don't even have a life. We're dead. And remember, Jesus came so that we could have everlasting life, so that we could live, so we could eat the bread of life and live life more abundant. But if you're letting situations, if you're the kind of person that just sits there and don't do anything, no matter how bad the situation is, you're not willing to move until somebody pushes you off a cliff. And then you're moving because you're falling down. So you're only moving because they've pushed you to a point where, well, now you have to move. Gravity has taken over. And that's what some people are doing. They're letting life live them. Are you that person that's letting life live you? We shouldn't be. Or are you the one that you don't move until the car runs you over? And now you're moving on the way to the hospital because you need to get to the ER, and that's the only reason you moved in your life? Some people are like that. You might have heard this story about a frog. They talk about this often. They talk about this frog that if you drop a frog into boiling water, it'll jump out. But if you put a frog in water and then slowly bring it to a boil, the frog doesn't even notice the water is heating up and it'll be boiled to death. It doesn't move. It doesn't notice what's happening. And unfortunately, some of you have become frog people. Instead of God people. Instead of being God people where you're living life, you become frog people. And you just let the situation take control of you. And you let it mold you. And you let it push you. And you let it hurt you. And you just go, well, I guess that's the way it is. You become a frog person rather than a God person. Because God has given you the authority and the dominion to live life. And living life means you've got the power to change every single situation. It does not matter what it is, but you can change that situation. You've got that power through God. He has given you that. That means you can change the sickness. You can change the diagnosis. You can change your circumstances. You don't have to be the person that lets your situation and circumstances lead you and push you. You don't have to let other people determine your faith of where you're going to end up in life. You can determine that because God has given you that power.
Amen.
Amen. So don't be frog people. Don't be a frog person. Be God people. Now, just imagine this. What if Noah, you remember Noah? Noah was that guy that built an ark, and then there was a flood, and Noah had all those animals on the ark, and he had his family on the ark, and as a result of that, all the animals survived, and Noah's family survived. Now imagine if Noah was not the kind of guy that lived life, but the kind of guy that let life live him. Noah wouldn't have done anything. He would have heard the news. God would have said, hey, build an ark. Ah, you know what, God, I never built an ark before. I'm not really a boat builder. I'm not a ship builder. I don't know if I have the talents. I don't know if I have the gifts. I'm a little bit afraid. Maybe I'm going to fail. I don't want to look stupid, not knowing how to build this ark, And what are all the other people going to say? I mean, after all, I live in a desert here. There's no water anywhere nearby. And you want me to build this big boat? Come on! No. I don't think I'll do that. I'm just going to hang out here. I'm fine. course, when the water gets up to his neck now and the water's getting a little deep, he's probably thinking about now, oh, maybe now I should build some sort of boat or something. Man, I wish I at least had a log I could grab onto because, man, this water, no. And where would we be today if Noah let life live him? If he let his situation, circumstances lead him, he never would have been proactive. He never would have followed the guidance of God. He never would have built that ark. Yeah, he had to overcome some things. There were situations, and God doesn't say that everything is going to be smooth sailing every single day. There are days where we're going to have challenges, but he also said, you have dominion over that.
Amen.
You have authority over those challenges.
Amen.
But you can't be the guy that just stands there and waits for the flood water to go over your head and then say, oh, gee, maybe I should have done something. You need to act now.
Act now
on it. Get to work right now building the ship that God told you about. Build that ark today. Now you're living life. Did Noah know if he had the skills? No. He wasn't a shipbuilder. That wasn't his trade. He didn't know if he had the skills. But you know, when God gives us guidance, we've got to know. We just got to go do it. Because if God's telling me to do it, he's put in here somewhere talents and gifts I never even knew that I had. I didn't even know that I had. Now, there's a second kind of people that sit there and let situations and circumstances control them. Number one was frog people. Number two are the people that put it in God's hands. God, take care of this situation. I'm leaving it in your hands, God. You're in charge. And then they wait. And they wait for something to change. They go, no, God, if it's your will, you'll change something. And they wait. And of course, situations end up pushing them this way and pushing them that way, and nothing changes. Why? Because God's already done his part. He came and walked on the earth, fulfilled all the laws, got all the authority, handed all the authority to you. When you received Jesus, you received that authority also. And now you're standing there going, do something, God. You've got the authority. God has done his part. He's waiting on you. God is waiting on you to do your part. God fulfilled his part of the deal. Now it's your turn. He's waiting on you. Say amen to that. Oh, that didn't sound very enthusiastic. Say amen to that.
Amen.
There we go. Now you say amen because you're agreeing with me. Whether you knew it or not. Now you've agreed with me. So there are these people that put their hands up and say it's in God's hands. Let God do something. They're really copping out. They're not using the dominion and the authority that God has given them. They're not being proactive to work the works of the kingdom. Now, in doing that, nothing will happen. Why? Because God's already laid up for you the success. He's already laid up for you the riches. He's already laid up for you the health. That means it's stored right there. It's waiting. Just think of it like a bank account has a bunch of money in it, and God has created that. It's like a trust fund. It's like a trust fund with your name on it that has all these riches, and it's waiting to be withdrawn. And you've got the little number that you need to go down there and make the withdrawal, but instead you're sitting on the sofa with your feet up going, well, God, do something if you want me to be rich. And yet you've got the number right here. You've just got to run down over to the bank and withdraw it. That's all we're asking. But you're not, I'm not done. God will take care of it. If it's his will, I'll have that money somehow magically in my pockets. No, where is it? It ain't going to happen. Because God's done his part. He's laid it up. It's already, success is already stored up for every single one of you. Success is stored up for every one of you. Riches are stored up for every single one of you. Riches have been stored up. It's waiting for you. Health, perfect health is waiting for you right now. It's been stored up for you. You just have to unlock it by words of faith. That's why we're filling ourselves with faith, because once we begin to speak those words, it will unlock what has been stored up. Success is stored up. Faith is going to unlock it for you. Amen. For you.
Amen.
Don't shake your head no. Yes, for you. It's there for you too. Every one of us. It's waiting. So we want to live life. We want to use the power and authority that God has given. And we want to live that life. Now, besides frog people and the people that just throw their hands up and say, "Let God take care of it," there's another kind of people. People that are controlled by fear. There's the people that are controlled by fear. And so they're stopped. But remember, we read a verse a couple weeks ago. It was one of your verses to be looking at and feeding in there. And that little part of that verse says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind."
Amen.
So, if you've been letting fear stop you from stepping up and using the power and authority that God has given you, from stepping up and living life, and you've been living afraid instead, and you've been cowering where you are, just hoping you get by, hoping that you make it, God to let you know that you're not living according to God, you're not living God's way, because God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. He's given you a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. That means we should be out there with a power, authority. Dominion's another way to say that. Power. We should be out there with the love, the power of divine love, and a sound mind, meaning we're peaceful, we're calm, we're not worrying and stressing. We know exactly what the plan is, we know where we're going, and we're proactively working the works of the kingdom. We're taking charge. There might be situations, but man, it has no power over me because I have the power. That's the spirit that God has given me. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And this is where, so we should not be living in fear. Now, I remember in my own life, I remember when I was trying to choose my career. I was a young man. I was about 20 years old, and I'd woken up one day and realized I hate this job that I've got. Now, by all accounts, though, it was a good job. It was paying me a salary. It wasn't just a wage. I had a salary, and I had benefits. So I was given health benefits and dental benefits, and they were putting money away in like a retirement fund for me already. I was only 20, and man, money's building up because it was an incredible retirement plan that was happening right there. And so, and it was a steady paycheck. It came every 2 weeks. I would get this check. You know, I had to do something for it, but it just would show up. There was that check. Oh, it felt so good. And yet, in my heart, I didn't feel passionate about what I was doing. And I didn't like it. And I realized, if I do this the rest of my life, I'm going to feel dead inside. And I didn't want to feel dead. I wanted to live a life of adventure. I was a kid, young man now, who loved adventure. I wanted to go out and experience the world and try something and do something. I wanted to live life. And yet, I started thinking, well, what could I do? What could I do that would really exemplify and make my life incredible so that I was doing something I was really loving? And I remember I made a list of all these incredible things you could do. Helicopter pilot, deep sea, underwater welder guy, you know, I mean, incredible stuff. And I was like, that sounds really cool. And yet I couldn't decide which one should I do because fear was stopping me. Fear was controlling me. And even though I didn't like where I was, even though I knew that I couldn't stay there, that I had to do something, fear stopped me from moving forward. Fear wouldn't let me move forward. And so I sat there for an extra 8 months. Thank God I broke out of it. But it took me 8 months longer because the fear kept holding me. And it wouldn't let me decide. And I'm like, what if I make a mistake? What if I go the wrong way? You know, looking back on my life now, I realize there's no way I could have made a mistake. God was leading me and guiding me every step. And every step I took, some of them I realized, well, I don't like that way. I just stepped a different way and it opened up to something even more beautiful. But the point was that I had to break away from the spirit of fear so that I could step forward and live life.
Amen.
God has not given you a spirit of fear. So if you're cowering where you are and afraid to move, it's time. This is the day. This is the day. And this is the time for you to break free from every spirit of fear that holds you, because it's got no power over you. God has not given you a spirit of fear. He has given you power, love, and a sound mind. And it is time to break all the chains. It is time to receive the power and the authority and the dominion that God has laid up for you, and begin to receive, speak the words of faith so you can receive the success that God has put down for you, that He has provided for you, is laying there waiting for you just to fall in your lap. But you need to speak those words of faith. So listen to this. Now, this is also about that fear, because this is, for some of you, I know we need to release that. This is the time now to let it go. This is 1 John chapter 4, and I'm reading in verse 18. Here it says, "There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment." Fear involves torment. But see, what is perfect love? Perfect love is the love of God, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. That's perfect love. Perfect love was embodied was Jesus. Meaning when we receive Jesus, we receive perfect love. When we begin to focus on that and realize, I have received perfect love, and you begin to comprehend, when you begin to really know that you've received that, what happens is now fear is cast out. Because perfect love casts out fear. It has no power upon you. So you're set free. How are we set free? By focusing on the Word of God, by meditating on that Word, by seeing Jesus, by knowing that that is God's love, that He loves us so much, and that I have that. And when I have that, there's no room for the spirit of fear. There's no room to be a frog person. There's no room to throw our hands up and say, "Well, God, do something," because you know God already did something. And you know you're living life now. And you know that you have power and authority to go out there and live the great life that God has provided for you. I'm talking about living the life of your dreams when I'm saying living life. I'm talking about fulfilling the desire that God has put into your heart. God has put into your heart amazing things. And He has said, "You're somebody," when He created you. He said, "You're somebody, and I've given you power and authority to go out there and do what I have set you to do. You can do what I have told you you can do. You can fulfill the dreams of your heart, because I've put those dreams there. I can help you, and I have laid up and opened the way so that you can go out and live the life of your dreams." Don't let naysayers stop you from living the life of your dreams. Don't let people say, "Well, you may not be talented enough." If Noah had done that, he never would have built the ark. And where would we be today? You know, don't let people say, "Well, you're not smart enough to do that," or "You don't have the right personality," or "You don't have the right education," or "Oh, it's too late now, you're too old to do that." Don't let them talk you out of your dreams. Don't let them stop you and put you in a case of fear because you don't have a spirit of fear. You are able to follow your dreams because God has provided the way for you to live life and live a life more abundant. And today is the day where every single one of you will break out and now begin to live that life. Live life more abundant. Start to smile. I want to see a smile on your face that you know you can live this life because God has provided it. Come on, let's see a smile. Come on.